Hey, welcome. Come on in, get out of the storm.
The Spoken Word.
This is Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I am John Lovering, your host. One of the most beloved comedians of all time was Jack Benny. His career on vaudeville, radio, television, and in motion pictures, and as a violinist, spanned 63 years from 1911 until his death on December 26, 1974, at the age of 80 years old, which is somewhat in doubt as Jack claimed to be 39 his entire life after his 39th birthday. His character was often portrayed as a penny-pinching miser who played the violin badly, both of which are not true. His offstage persona was exactly the opposite. He was a kind and generous man and was an accomplished violinist. He billed himself as the original Old Blue Eyes, of course contradicting Frank Sinatra's claim to that title. He was the master of the slow burn, known for his comic timing and ability to cause laughter with a single expression, such as his signature, "Well." He often used the phrase, "Now cut that out." His radio career began in 1932, first NBC, then CBS on the Canada Dry program. Then he went to a program called The Chevrolet Show on NBC from 1933 to 1934. Then on NBC, The Jell-O program from 1934 to 1942. The Grape Nuts Flakes program on NBC from 1942 to 1944, and then a much longer run on NBC from 1944 to 49 with the Lucky Strike program, and then it went to CBS from 1949 to 1955. He was almost consistently broadcast on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. So there was a total of 23 years on radio and another 19 years on television and in motion pictures. On this track, we're going back in time to the Jack Benny Lucky Strike program on December 30th, 1945, for his New Year's Eve show, when Jack, his real-life spouse Mary Livingston, announcer Don Wilson, singer Dennis Day, bandleader Phil Harris, Eddie Rochester Anderson, and a few other guests have all gathered at Jack's house to celebrate the end of 1945 and the coming of the new year of 1946. Remember, 1945 signaled the end of World War II, so there was much to be thankful for at this particular New Year's Eve party. Let's listen.
The Jack Benny Program.
LSMFT, LSMFT, LSMFT.
Of course.
That's it.
Right you are.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
At 49, American.
Quality of product is essential to continuing success.
And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And speaking of tobacco, here's what Mr. John William Hill, Jr., independent tobacco buyer of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, said.
I've seen Lucky Strike buy ripe, naturally mild tobacco. And I know that when this tobacco goes into a cigarette, it means real smoking enjoyment. So when it comes to buying a cigarette for myself, I naturally add these things together and choose Lucky's.
Quote, "I've seen Lucky Strike buy ripe, naturally mild tobacco." Unquote. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
The Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, the contest ended at midnight December 24th. However, there were so many people that couldn't stand Jack Benny, it will take a couple of weeks to finish reading all the letters, and the winners will be announced shortly afterwards. So let's go out to Jack's house in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack, Mary, and Rochester busily sorting the latest entries.
Gosh, the way this mail has been pouring in the last few days.
Yeah, there sure is a lot of it, boss.
Yes, sir. Quiet, Polly. Daddy's working. Look at this mail. It's absolutely amazing how many people can't stand me.
Yeah, and Jack, look at this pile of letters over here. 48,000 of them are all from St. Joe.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. There must be some mistake. They love me in St. Joe. You remember when I was there last year, they put up a statue of me in the public park.
Well, they're sending it back. There's a hunk of granite in each envelope.
Oh, Mary, you're just making that up.
No, I'm not. Here's a note in one of the letters.
What does it say?
We're sending back all of Mr. Benny's statue except the ears. We're keeping those for bird baths.
Let me see that note. It doesn't say that at all. Gee, it does at that. What am I going to do with all these pieces of my statue?
Why don't you glue them together and set it out on your front lawn?
No, I'd look silly out on the lawn without any ears.
Well, maybe a couple of snails will crawl up and go to sleep in the right places.
No, you can't depend on it. Well, come on, let's try...
Merry Christmas.
Polly, Christmas is over. Now I gotta teach her to say Happy New Year. Polly, now listen, Polly. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
No. It's Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
No, Polly. Now listen. Listen, Polly. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Come on now, Polly, say it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Atta girl. Isn't it wonderful how you can train a Mary?
It sure is.
And now, Polly, a very Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Smart parrot.
Well, she's just a little nervous since I told her that the carrier pigeon she's engaged to is coming back from overseas. He'd be here now, but he couldn't get a train out of San Francisco. He may have to fly. Now, let's see. We gotta finish sorting the... Rochester, why did you tear up that letter?
This one was a mistake, boss. It said, I can't stand Rochester.
Who signed that?
The gas man.
Well, we haven't heard from him in about 5 years. Mary, what are you laughing at?
Get this letter. I can't stand Jack Benny because he plays the violin. Signed, a dead cat.
That's probably from somebody. Probably from somebody who doesn't like me.
Could be.
Certainly, huh?
Oh, boss, you won't believe it.
What is it, Rochester?
Here's a letter from the Big Three.
The Big Three? Well, what does it say?
We couldn't stand Jack Benny before the contest. Signed, Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Oh, they just think they're smart because they're on the way to Palm Springs. Anyway, there's the phone.
I'll get it.
No, Rochester, you stay with the mail. I'll have Nottingham answer it.
Nottingham? Jack, have you still got that English butler around here? I thought you only hired him for last week to impress the Colemans.
Well, we're so busy with the mail, I kept him on to help out. Nottingham, answer the door. Isn't he classy? He even puts on his coat to answer the phone. Nottingham, who was that? All right, Mary, now we'll have...
Jack, what did Nottingham say?
He said my lawyer was on the phone.
I thought he said the grocer.
No, Mary. Grocer is growful. You used to confuse me at first, too. You know.
Hiya, Jackson. Hello, Libby. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Phil. Glad you came over.
Say, Phil, did you have a nice Christmas?
Well, Lib, I got a lot of presents. And look at this. Here's what the boys in my band gave me.
What is it?
Well, it's one of them new fountain pens, and it's guaranteed to write 2 years without having to refill it.
Well, what good is it to you? You can't write.
A lot of things can happen in 2 years, Bob.
Yeah, I hope so.
And while I'm thinking of it, Jackson, I want to thank you for the present you gave me.
Well...
What was it, Phil?
A pair of black and pink lounging pajamas with a bare midriff. And they're a little snug, but I wore them all day.
Phil, those were for Alex. A bare midriff.
Phil, surely Alice must have known those pajamas were for her.
Yeah, but I looked so cute in them, she just hated to tell me.
Oh, brother.
Say, Libby, what did Jackson give you for Christmas?
I gave her a fur muff. There it is, over on the chair there. It's sable.
It's rabbit.
It is not, it's sable.
Rabbit. I wore it at the farmer's market yesterday, and it snapped at a head of lettuce.
Well, a lot of sables are vegetarians, too. Believe me, Phil, the muff I gave Mary is sable.
It's rabbit.
Would I pay $19 for rabbit? Would I?
You wouldn't pay $19 for $20.
I would, too. Now, Phil, as long as you're here, stick around and help us read some contest letters.
Jackson, you know better than that.
All right, then open the envelopes. At least you've got muscle. Come on, open the envelopes. Gosh, I never saw so many contest letters. Take 2 weeks before, at least, before we can finish reading them.
Hey, Jackson, listen to this letter.
Phil, stop showing off. We know you can't read.
This one's got pictures on it.
Oh.
Now, the first 6 words must be, I can't stand Jack Benny because.
Yeah?
And then there's a picture of your face and the body of a jackass.
There is?
Yeah. You know, Jackson, if you didn't need to shave that jackass, it'd look pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, boss, boss!
What is it, Rochester?
Nottingham would like to see you.
Well, have him come in here.
He can't. At the moment, he's indisposed. He's standing in the kitchen in his shorts and socks.
My goodness, what happened?
Well, after lunch, we decided to idle away a few minutes in a game of chance.
Rochester, you didn't gamble with Nottingham.
Uh-huh, I won everything but his English accent.
What?
I'd have got that, but he wouldn't open his mouth.
Well, I think that's awful. Imagine leaving him standing there in his BVD.
I got an IOU on those.
Well, I want you to go in there and give Nottingham his clothes back.
Okay, okay.
Imagine anybody doing
that. Hi, Rochester.
Hello, Miss Wilson.
Hey, Don.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
No, Polly. Polly, it's Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy?
That's it. Happy?
Happy?
Happy what?
Happy what?
I wish that carrier pigeon would get here. Don, how did you happen to be around this neighborhood?
Well, I just wanted to drop in and thank everybody for the Christmas gift.
Hey, Donzie, what did Jackson give you?
Well, Jack didn't give me anything for Christmas because he gave me a birthday present and he thought my birthday was too close to Christmas.
When is your birthday, Don?
The 23rd of August.
Well, what did Jack give you for your birthday?
A rabbit's foot.
No wonder my muff limps.
Never mind. And as long as we're on the subject of presents, what about that gift you kids all chipped in and bought me?
Well, we thought it was a good idea, Jackson. Something you could use.
Something I could use. A fluorescent toupee so people can see me at night. When I sing Rise and Shine, I'm not kidding. Some gift.
Merry Christmas.
Polly, it's Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I'm going to train that bird if I have to
get... Jack, not with a whip and a chair.
I'll talk bathroom when we're alone.
Say, Jack, I'm kind of thirsty. May I have a glass of water?
A glass of water? Sure, sure, Don. Go right out in the kitchen.
Okay, thanks. Oh, kiss me once and kiss me twice and LSMFT. It's such a great, great smoke. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so easy on the draw. It's such a great, great smoke. Lucky's have tobacco that is milder. It's wonderful the way I make this rhyme. Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo.
Hey, kids, listen to Don.
So smoke it once and smoke it twice and smoke it once again. You'll have a grand, grand time.
He means with Lucky.
Grand, grand
was wonderful. I didn't know you could sing like that.
Hello, everybody.
Hello,
Larry.
Hey,
kid.
Hello, kid. When'd you get here?
Well, I came in right in between smoke it once and smoke it twice.
Well, I'm glad you came over. You can help us with the mail.
Well, I have to run along. I just dropped by to wish you a happy new year.
Oh, same to you, kid. By the way, Larry, I got a lot of compliments on your song last week.
Well, thank you. I've got another one I'm working on for next week.
You have? Well, come on, let's hear it.
Yeah, yeah, sing it for us, Larry. Come on.
Okay.
Smoke it once and smoke it twice. Holly, Larry's going to sing now.
I'm glad I waited for you.
Well, Larry, I'm glad you picked that one. Now, kids, let's try and get the rest of this contest mail finished so we can try... Nottingham, answer the door.
Hello, hello, hello. Bradley's the name. Steve Bradley. I'm Mr. Benny's press agent, and I'm here to see him.
Hello, sir. Hello, John. Mr. Benny's bringing you on.
What'd you say?
Hello, sir. Hello, sir. Mr. Benny's bringing you on.
Well, thanks, and a happy new year to you, too. Yeah, how's your writing to see Benny?
Oh, it's you, Steve.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Long time no see. Happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year, Steve.
Well, Benny, guess you know why I'm here. The contest is over.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Now, all we have to do now is finish reading the letters, pick the winners, and then award the $10,000 in prizes.
$10,000? Steve? Look, Steve, wouldn't it be more sporting to forget about anything so commercial as money and keep the whole thing on an amateur basis? Wouldn't it? Huh? Wouldn't it?
Benny, are you crazy? You can't do a thing like that.
Well, I don't see why we...
Look, let me put it to you this way. Which do you value more, $10,000 or your reputation?
Better put it to him another way.
Oh, well, all right.
Attaboy, Benny, now just hand me over that $10,000 and I'll buy the victory bonds for the prizes.
But, Steve, we don't know the winners yet. We still got mail to read.
Yeah, I know, but you don't want anything to hold us up. I gotta go out now and buy those bonds and have them ready.
Okay. I'll have to go down to my vault and get the money. Before I go, I want you all to repeat the oath after me. I promise not to reveal that Jack Benny has a secret vault hidden in his home. And if I should tell anyone, either consciously or unconsciously... May I lose my umbrella during the rainy season. Now, everybody bow their heads while I... while I go down in the vault. My pants on the barbed wire. Now I better be careful about those landmines.
Halt! Who goes there? Friend or foe?
Friend.
What's the password?
Greenberg's on third.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Benny.
That's right, Ed. And here's a little present for you.
A present for me?
Yes, Ed. Last week was Christmas.
Oh. Did you have a nice New Year's?
No, Ed. You see, it isn't New Year's yet. You see, New Year's comes after Christmas, you see?
Oh. Well, I've been away from it so long, I kind of forgot.
Oh, yes. You know, Ed, this year, things are going to be a lot better. They're starting to make automobiles again.
Automobiles?
Yes. Yeah, they're like buggies, you see, with motors in them. You know, you drive them down the street.
Well, won't they frighten the buffalo?
No. You see, buffalo are extinct. There are very few of them around anymore. Well, I got to get into my vault now.
Shall I turn my back?
No, Ed. You're bonded. Now, let's see. The combination is right to 45. Left to 160. Back to 15. Then left to 110. There. Glad the factories are reconverting. Now I'll be able to buy a louder burglar alarm.
Mr. Benny, how much money are you putting in?
I'm not putting anything in, Ed. I'm taking some out.
My, this is thrilling.
Well, so long, Ed. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Whoopee.
Well... Goodbye. All right, Steve. Here's the money for the prizes.
Thanks, Benny. See you next week. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Steve. Happy New Year.
Well, kids, that's that. Just think, another year almost gone. Boy, how they roll around. Imagine, it'll soon be 1946. I wonder what the new year will bring. I wonder what new things will come out. Science is certainly wonderful. Heliocopters, jet propulsion, atomic energy. It's amazing. I wonder what they'll... It's kind of late. I wonder who that can be. Oh, hello.
Hello, you're Jack Benny, aren't you?
Why, yes. Yes, little boy, who are you?
I'm the New Year.
The New Year?
But all the other little New Years have always come on January 1st. You're early.
Maybe he's trying to pick up a couple of tickets for the Rose Bowl game.
Don't be silly, Phil. Maybe there's something wrong with our calendar.
No, I came early because 1946 looks like it's going to be a good year. And I'm raring to go. Got a lot of work to do. Automobiles, prefabricated houses, vacuum cleaners, fluorescent toupees.
Oh, yes.
How about nylon stockings?
There'll be plenty of those.
Oh, good. I was lucky to get this pair I'm wearing. They make my legs look so nice. See?
Well.
Hey, this kid's really ahead of time.
Well, look, Sonny, how about radio in 1946? That is, what I mean is television. What are my chances in television?
Would you really like to know?
Yes.
Sit down, Mr. Benny.
Thank you. Well, all right, kid, I can take it. I mean, tell me, what are my chances in television?
Well, first of all, tell me, how old are you, Mr. Benny?
Sit down, kid.
Quiet. What did you say, Sonny?
I said, how old are you?
37.
37?
That's a joke, son.
It is not. Now, what were you going to say about...
Oh, Jack, look out the window. There's an old man coming up the walk.
Yeah, and he looks like Father Time.
Father Time? What is this, anyway?
Hello.
Hey, you're not Father Time, are you?
Father Time? I don't know what you're talking about, bub. I'm looking for my grandson. I was told to come in here.
Oh, you mean...
He was supposed to be in a New Year's play the kids were giving at the schoolhouse, but they run away.
Oh, so that's it.
Hiya, Grandpa.
Oh, so there you are, you little shaver. Come on back to the schoolhouse. The people are waiting for the New Year. Come on, let's get going.
Get on my ear.
Yeah, take it easy on the little fella.
I just told you, Bub is my grandson. He's in a school play. He ain't the real New Year.
Well, he sure fooled me. So he's going to be in the school play, huh? But isn't he a little old to be wearing those diapers?
He just got out of the army and he can't buy any clothes.
Oh, fine. Well, take him along, then. Goodbye, Grandpa. So long, Sonny.
So long. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Sonny. Happy New Year.
What a cute kid. Gee, I remember when I was his age. I was in a little New Year's play at school, too. You know, I was so good...
Well, so long, Jackson. I gotta beat it.
Yeah, me too.
Happy New Year, Mr. Benny.
Happy New Year. Anyway, Mary, I was so good in this school play that I held the audience spellbound. In fact, just recently they made a picture of it, you know? I'll never forget how cute I was in that play. In fact, you know, that's what gave me the idea that someday I'd be...
Well, I gotta go. Happy New Year, Jack.
Happy New Year, Mary. Anyway, I'll never forget it. Yeah, I walked out on the stage wearing a little pair of wings, and across my chest was a banner saying, Happy New Year, 1912. And when I spoke my first line...
Boss, who are you talking to?
Huh? Oh, they've all gone. Sit down, Rochester. Yeah, Rochester. I walked out on the stage and I looked so cute with my long curls and blue eyes and dimpled cheeks. And when I got all through, there was so much applause that the teacher came right over and kissed me. She said, Jackie, you're the best New Year's Eve we ever had. Ladies and gentlemen, while history will point to 1945 as the year of victory, 1946 will be the start of a new era. An era in which people the world over must live together in peace and mutual respect. We want a lot more than just battles in this war. We want a realization that all men everywhere want to live out their lives in peace and freedom. While there are many different points of view of how this peace should be secured, the important thing is that all mankind wants it, and it will be accomplished. There's no place for hate, greed, suspicion, and prejudice in a world that has the atomic bomb. The old era is dead, and 1946 is the beginning of the new one. The era of Wendell Willkie's One World. Happy New Year, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, you all know the contest is over, but on account of the vast amount of letters that still have to be read, we will announce the winners as soon as possible. Now, Jack will be back in just a minute, but first, here's my good friend, F.E. Boone.
At 40, American.
Remember this. In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
That's right. L-S-M-F-T.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. The finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco. This fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you.
Sure thing. L-S-M-F-T.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
The famous tobacco auctioneers heard on tonight's programmer, Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
At 49, out of 49, American.
And Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina. Basil Rysdale speaking for Lucky Strike. L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
Happy New Year to everybody all over the world from all of us.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/Heirloom Radio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.